What's up? This is Ranting with Randy. I'm Randy, and this is a podcast about anything and everything that could drive a sane person start raving mad, like having to restart your whole fucking podcast because you have no idea what happened to the last one, but it's all fucked up, and I don't have time to sit around and edit it, so this is going to make it quicker, it's going to make it shorter, it's going to make it more to the point. There is no single issue fucking vote this November. If you are a single issue voter, go fuck yourself. If you are a Jew who supports Trump, if you are a Jew who thinks that Trump gives a single flying fuck about Israel, fuck off. If you think for one second that the guy who wants a united Reich gives a single fuck about any issue, especially the Jews and especially Israel, he put it in black and fucking white in a fucking video ad that was then deleted. Because somebody on that campaign with a functioning brain cell knew that calling for a unified Reich might just be a step fucking too far. So you cannot be a Trump supporter, especially if you are a Jew for Trump. Fuck you. If you're single, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican, I don't vote for a party. Well, you better vote for the fucking party that doesn't want to destroy fucking democracy. You better vote for the fucking party that doesn't want a unified Reich. You better stop supporting and collaborating with people on social fucking media that support that shit. Who stand in the street with Curtis fucking Sliwa and signs that say build a bigger fucking wall with their little thin blue line flags and their little thin blue line patches on their jackets. Talking about free Israel, bring the hostages home. Because not one of those fucking people holding a thin blue line flag give a shit about Jews, give a shit about black people, give a shit about gays, trans people. Go knock on the door and talk to one of those thin blue line flag flying motherfuckers. You actually might want to drive right past that house, walk past that house, walk right past that fucking person, because them flying that thin blue line flag tells you all you need to know. They support the dude who tried a coup and who tried to overthrow the fucking government. You live in the United fucking States of America. The only issue to vote this November is to save the fucking democracy. And I am not, I wish Lincoln was here to put it more eloquently, to use better words, to have more political facts to and experience to back up what I'm saying, because I don't have that. All I have is if nobody thought Nikki Haley was gonna fucking flip-flop her way right back to fucking Trump, you were kidding yourself. All of these fucking suit matching tie wear red tie wearing puppets that stand outside the courtroom where Trump is on trial for paying off Stormy Daniels, while where's Melania at? Where's Ivanka at? Where are his kids? Where's his his own family doesn't even fucking support him. But yet these Jews for Trump are out in the street supporting him. Maybe you want to look around at who's coming to stand with Donald Trump. Maybe you don't want to stand on the same side with Tommy fucking Tuberville. Because Tupperware is more functional and has a bigger purpose than Tommy fucking Tuberville. Maybe you don't want to be on the side with Tim Scott, who can't say on TV whether or not he'd support the outcome of the election in November. Maybe you don't want to be on the same side with Marco Rubio or Elise Stefanik. And please spare me the Elise Stefanik stood up for Jews in the Senate hearings and all this bullshit. Elise Stefanik is as boot licorice as they come. She wants to be the fucking vice president to the guy who wants a unified Reich. So spare me. Spare me all the bullshit. So spare me the single issue vote. I don't even, and if that's the only issue you care about is the well-being of Israel, please by all means pack up your shit and move to fucking Israel. Because you live in the United States of America and you have the right to vote. If you have the right to vote here, you vote to save our fucking democracy. And then you could work on committees. You could go to Congress. You could start like lobbying groups to save Israel, to do all to save abortion rights, to save women's rights, to save immigrants' rights, trans rights, gay rights, adoption rights, anybody's fucking rights. But no one will have any fucking rights if you vote for the guy who wants a unified fucking Reich. Why is that so hard to understand? You can't not comprehend that. If you can understand, if you have a brain cell that is still functioning, you can understand what a unified Reich means. You can understand that Putin will not stop at Ukraine. You can understand that this guy will spill all of our secrets to Kim Jong-un, which he might have already done already, or to President Xi in China, which he might have already done, or to Saudi Arabia, or where MBS is already given Kushner $2 billion fucking dollars for covering up a bone saw murder of a Washington Post reporter. Those are the people, that's what you're going to elect. That's what you're nominating. And a global intifada includes every fucking body. Even the Jews for Trump, they'll be the first to go. So please, just stop putting up posts of Alan Dershowitz, who is a tighty whitey wearing Jeffrey Epstein pedophile freak. Stop putting up Joe Rogan. Stop putting up anybody who for one fucking second makes one fucking post about releasing the hostages or standing with Israel, because they don't give a shit. They want their photo op moment. Eric Adams is nothing but a photo op, like, nightmare, who still hasn't apologized to the Holocaust survivor he verbally attacked when he, like, accused her family of owning plantations and then went on a I refuse to apologize speaking tour. Just stop with that. It doesn't help anything. It's not helpful because it only perpetuates their false pretenses. So please do me a favor. That's all I really have to say. I mean, if you haven't posted anything, if you haven't watched the 3-minute and 10-second video, I have not watched it. Seeing the still images were enough of a harrowing experience. Watching the GoPro video from October 7th, we don't need to know. We know already. We know. Our families have lived through it. From the Holocaust to October 7th, from fleeing every country they ever called home to getting to Israel. Just stop. And if you're not posting anything about it, you're enabling it. If you're afraid of what your friends and family will think, you might not want to care what they think about it so much, because you won't have friends and family to care if there's a global fucking intifada. So you might want to start speaking out now and be on the right side of history. You might want to start speaking out about it now, just because you want to be able to put your head on the pillow and sleep at night. Forget about the fact of what your Jewish friends think about how they feel abandoned and left out. Where are the t-shirts for Free Evan Gershkovitz? Where's every professional Nike sports team wearing a Free Evan Gershkovitz shirt? Brittany Griner doesn't have a Free Evan Gershkovitz shirt on, yet every athlete the day after she was arrested in Russia had a Free BG t-shirt on, and the hashtag was trending all over the fucking place. Not a single peep for Evan Gershkovitz. I wonder why. It's not rocket science. The Supreme Court is supremely fucked. One of the Supreme Court justices is flying his American flag upside fucking down, and it's barely making a blip on the fucking news. And then if come to find out on his second home, he's flying some Christian nationalist flag that was being flown also at the January 6th insurrection. We're fucked. So there is the only issue to vote on is saving our democracy. And unfortunately, the guy, yeah, he's old and he's not perfect, but the guy who doesn't want to destroy our democracy and give it over to the Christian nationalists is not the guy calling for a unified Reich, okay? It's not that complicated. Go follow Lincoln Mitchell. Go follow the people who know. Go follow Roots Metals, That's Semite, Black Jewish Magic, Tel Aviv Institute, Hen Mazig, Eitan. Go follow, there's so many people on Instagram who speak truth to this insanity. I Am Joe Paul, Kosha Dills. Just do yourself a favor and educate yourself. And then maybe find a minute or two to post something that shows everybody else that you understand what's going on and that you want to be on the right side of fucking history. Otherwise, just spare me. Don't tag me. Don't friend me. Don't follow me. Don't talk to me. Don't text me, because I can't have anything to do with you, because you don't want to have anything to do with our survival. And that's what it basically comes down to. So that being said, it is now absolutely torrentially downpouring, and there is a deluge of, I don't know what Mother Nature is raining down right now, but she pissed, and I gotta go out in this. So this is probably the shortest rant ever, but honestly, if you are cringe screaming for an intifada and a ceasefire, you absolutely have no clue that the global intifada includes you. Because these terrorists, when they strap on an explosive vest and walk into a pizza shop or a movie theater or a mall or get on a subway or a bus or walk into an art market downtown and blow themselves up, they're not looking around. They're not going to ask you how many watermelon pictures you've posted on Instagram. They're not going to ask you, where you bought your keffiyeh from. They are just going to pull the vest. They're going to blow themselves up, and everybody goes with them. because that's how much they give a single fuck about all of these people supporting them. Just get a fucking clue and stop doing that. Just stop. If you don't know what you're doing, just better not to do it. Then show the world that you're a stupid, raging, anti-Semitic terrorist fucking tool. Just don't do it. Or maybe educate yourself first and then post something. Then post something. You want to put up your little fucking watermelon from your little fucking label maker? Then go ahead and like maybe put on your little fucking label, free Gaza from Hamas. From the river to the sea? Yeah, no, that doesn't work because that means the elimination of every Jew on the planet. Palestine will not be free that way. And to Spain and to Norway and to Ireland, let us know when you open up your borders and start airlifting all of the Palestinian refugees into your country. Can't wait for those pictures to be posted all over social media. Can't wait for all the Palestinian refugees to land in Ireland. Not going to hold my breath till that happens. Norway? Okay. Spain? Right. Sure. Where's all the where are all the emergency airlifts from those countries going in to rescue Palestinian people who are starving? There's no fucking famine in Gaza. They're at the beach. They're in markets. Because, yeah, UNRWA and Hamas are still stealing aid, all of it. But get your fucking facts right. Get your fucking facts. Facts will fuck up your feelings. And they will... Facts will win every fucking time. And the fact of the matter is, Trump doesn't give a single fuck about me or you or any Jew or anybody anywhere except for himself. The only person Trump cares about is Trump. Period. Full stop. Ask all of his wives. Ask all of his family that are supporting him at his trial. Oops, nobody's there. Ask all those people who are just craving power, who are greedy and gutless. It's disgusting and it's dangerous. And this is where we're at. So I'm going to end right now because I got to figure out how I'm going to row, row, row my boat to where I got to go. Stay safe. Be smart. Go follow the people who know. And we'll be back with more. Peace and hair grease. Okay, yalla bye. Jeez.